Welcome back to Goss Island Podcast. We have a really, really exciting episode this week. We have Casey from the winter season of Love Island. He'll be dishing all the dirt on his romances with Lana, with Claudia and with Rosie. And we'll also get the inside scoop. He's just moved in with Tom from that season as well. Make sure to check out the competition on the goss.ie Instagram page, where we're giving away a €200 voucher for a shopping spree at F&F at Tesco. Just make sure to comment below the post. Hello and welcome to our penultimate episode of Goss Island Podcast. And this week we have a very exciting guest. We have a former Islander. So we have Casey O'Gorman from Winter Island series. So welcome, Casey. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to ask, kind of get into your experience first. How did you get into kind of applying for Love Island?
Funny story, really. I was actually out on a sort of boys' day out, day drinking, and at like quite a popular place where quite a lot of young people go, sort of 20 to 25 years old. I was actually on the pool, to be honest with you, chatting to two lovely girls, and then I was chatting them up a bit, and then at the end of the chat with them, they were like, "We're actually producers for an ITV show. We think you'd be great. Can we drop you a message tomorrow?" So I didn't really think much of it. And then the next day got a message from ITV casting and I was like, "Oh, it's actually happening." So then had a Zoom call with them and just went from there, really.
That's interesting. So do you think, were they actually just on their day out or were they actually undercover trying to scout people?
I think a bit of both, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not a bad job speaking to young, good-looking people, scouting them on a day out. I reckon they were out having fun, but also trying to scout people as well.
And you didn't get the kiss off any of them, no?
I didn't, no. Unfortunately not. As soon as I found out they were working for ITV, I thought I can't really step on their toes. It might leave me in a bit of a bad situation. I probably wouldn't have ended up on the show if I actually went for one of them.
Yeah, because I suppose if they had a bad experience, would that be it? You'd be cut straight away.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that can't anyone would have a bad experience with you, Casey.
Of course not. I've never had a go at having an experience, so.
We'll get into that anyway. Come here. So you met them and you got the DM. What was the next process after that?
So it was a Zoom chat. Just I guess it's weird. Like I worked in recruitment, so I prepped people on how to interview, etc. Before I went on the show. So it's like the opposite to an actual interview. Like they're asking you about five girls you've slept. Normal interview, but I think I'm not the best, to be honest, at normal interviews, so it did suit me well for interviewing for something like Love Island.
And you came in as a bombshell kind of halfway through. How was that? Was that tough coming in when kind of couples were already established and friendships and that?
Yeah, big time. I think it's always hard coming in when everyone in the villa is so close and it's quite clicky when you come in. But look, everyone was so lovely and welcoming. But I don't know if you remember, I was so nervous when I first went in. I remember we got given a drink and we were sitting by the fire pit and I had this like mimosa. And I was literally this. It was so bad. But all my boys and all my friends from back home, they were like, "Yeah, we could tell you were so nervous." Because like that wasn't you. But I think everyone that didn't know me couldn't really tell, luckily. But yeah, it was pretty daunting at first.
Yeah, I can imagine, because like if you're going into, it's nearly like going into a house party or a pub where you don't know anyone, but then there's cameras everywhere and then the whole of the UK and Ireland are watching as well. So you're really aware of what you're doing. What was it like? Can you see the cameras or do you kind of get used to them straight away?
Yeah, you go in. I literally, everyone's like, "Oh, is it what you expected?" I didn't really know what to expect. I had no expectations going in. I didn't have a clue what it was going to be like. I had a couple of friends who had been on the show previously who tried to give me maybe some tips about going on, but you can never really prepare to going on the show. So yeah, you definitely notice the cameras at first, especially when you're having those first conversations and you see these big cameras like come stare at you, like directing straight towards you. But yeah, by day two, three, you definitely get used to it.
And what friends have you had that were on it before?
Montana Brown, who was series three, I think. Yeah. That was the Chris and Kem year. And then Joe Garrett, who was series five, Molly May's season.
That was great. It must have been good to kind of get the inside scoop going in, kind of, but I suppose nothing can really prepare you when you get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, look, it was good to chat to them beforehand and sort of know how they experienced it and if they had any tips going in. But I mean, you've just got to be yourself, really. You can't really have any tips on how to do better. And you can't go in with a game plan. Literally, you can't, because you'll get found out so quickly. So you've just got to be yourself.
Yeah, no, totally. I suppose when you went in there, you kind of had your sights set on Lana first, and who was coupled up with kind of Ron kind of throughout the season. And then you got kind of famously pied by her as well. How was that? How did you cope with that? Because I'm sure looking the way you look, you probably aren't pied that often on the outside.
Yeah, except for in that challenge where pretty much every single girl did pie me as well. So I feel like I got pied plenty of times in the villa, probably more times in that villa than I've done my whole life. But yeah, it was tough. It definitely is a big hit to the ego when you get pied. But I think for me, it's hard to come in. And I know that Lana did pick me and then she went back to Ron, but she'd been with Ron for the first. It's always going to be hard when you've got a couple of days with a girl compared to someone like Ron who had a couple of weeks. But yeah, I found it a win anyway when she picked me after a couple of days. Even though she did go back, at least I did make that little impact in her.
I thought she kind of suited each other quite well, and I think if you had come in kind of earlier, like you and Lana probably would have been a good match. But it's hard to compete with that history, and when you're in that kind of bubble of the villa as well, it really heightens it. So
yeah, agreed.
Lana is single now anyway. Have you kind of slid into a DM with her at all, or would you be up for sliding
DMs, that is? Do you know what? I actually saw Lana the other week, not on a date or anything. She was just out and about, and I bumped into her and we had a nice chat. But look, Ron is obviously someone that I know, so look, I can't really step on Ron's toes. And look, there's enough girls out there for me to choose from, and I don't feel like I should really go to one that Ron's been out with.
So there's a bit of a bro code there with Ron, is there?
I guess so, a little bit.
Yeah, which I suppose after, if you give it 6 months or a year, and if he's with someone, you could probably sneak in then, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Who knows? Time will tell.
That's if she has the back door left open for you as well. So when you were in there, obviously after that with Lana, Claudia came in then and you really struck up a kind of a good, as they're kind of saying this year, situationship when you're in the villa, and things were going really well. But kind of what happened with you and Claudia along the way that kind of made your head turn, I suppose?
Honestly, to this day, I don't really know. I just think for me, maybe I was with Claudia, and do you know what? Me and Claude like get along. So even on the phone to her this morning, like she's such a class girl and we are so similar, but I just maybe see it more friendship vibes rather than actual relationship sort of vibes. And I think it just took me a couple of weeks to really figure that out for myself. Sorry, you probably just heard the door go. That's my flatmate Tom, who I actually live with, who was on the show.
Oh, come bring Tom over and get him to say hello.
Tom, come on, come say hello. And then, yeah, Rosie came in. I thought Rosie was a really good-looking girl. So me being me, I stupidly...
It's not boring you, is it? Boring you.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, mate.
So how long have you two been living together?
About 6 weeks now, unfortunately.
This is fresh enough.
Yeah, I know.
And is it a bit of a bachelor pad now? Is that kind of the house all the girls want to go back after the nightclub?
Yeah, you could say that. Look, I genuinely feel like, I know this is probably going to be a bit of a shock to you, but I definitely was more successful with girls prior to the show to now. Don't know why it is, but
are you
I just
a bit more kind of wary now of people coming up to you if there's an ulterior motive?
Yeah, I think that's a massive part of it. And yeah, I just feel like before the show, I didn't really care, like going up to girls, chatting to them, like giving them all the chat. But whereas now I'm a bit sort of standoffish with the girls I speak to, because I'm like, they might know who I am, and like, I don't know, they might not have. I don't know. It's just in the back of my mind.
Bringing it back to Claudia, so I know you were kind of saying you felt like it was more of a friendship, and it kind of took you a while in there to kind of realize that. And even after leaving the villa, I know you guys have hung out a bit and kind of with Tom and Sammy as well. Has anything ever happened since you left?
Look, we might have overstepped that friendship boundary maybe once or twice on a night out, but look, it is very much just friends. And since that's happened, yeah, we've basically said, look, we can't be doing that. We're just going to stay being friends.
So you're kind of friends with benefits for a short while, and now you're just friends.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's nice anyway. It's good that you kind of, at least you got to dip your toe and kind of really, really trial it out, as they say. That was maybe a wrong choice of phrase there about dipping something, but more that.
Yeah, look, I genuinely feel if I would have stayed with Claudia to the end in the show, we probably wouldn't be friends right now, and it probably would have ended a lot worse. And a lot more emotions would have got involved. So as much as, in a way, I wish I stayed with Claudia, look, I think it's turned out for the best now, just because we are such good mates.
In fairness, you stayed true to yourself and you're being honest, kind of like you knew kind of it was probably more of a friendship than anything. You could have kind of coasted to the final by kind of like faking it, and you didn't as well, which is good.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, if people do fake it, I don't know how they do it. I could never do it and actually fake emotions being in there, because in there it's just so intense. And fair play to anyone that does, but I don't know how they could do it.
And so you're living with Tom now, and I know kind of himself and Sammy have been off, but I know there's been kind of rumors that the romance has been rekindled. Can you say anything on that?
I can't, unfortunately. I'll probably get in trouble with Tom, so I'll let you ask that question. It's not my place to say Tom's business.
Yeah, I'll get Ali maybe to get an exclusive off Tom for gossip.
Good luck.
Just in fairness, like, I really enjoyed watching you. I thought you were kind of like, Joe, you know, when you watch people on telly, you see, like, I actually could think I'd get on with you if I was in the show, and people kind of really seem to like your personality. You didn't have any, like, everyone in the villa seemed to like you as well, but you did have a kind of a run in with Jesse and then kind of Will off the back of that. What kind of happened there?
What, on the show?
Yeah.
I haven't actually spoke about this, to be honest with you, but there was a lot said that didn't, unfortunately, get shown. So when I had that chat with Maxwell and I said, look, it does feel like Jesse is acting sometimes, I did have that chat with Jesse, and I had that chat with Will as well. So as soon as me and Jesse had that conversation, where that was probably the lowest part in the villa for me, when I said to Claudia, look, it's just not meant to be. And I remember having that conversation, obviously Claudia was gutted and she was upset, and I was like, I just want to go to bed now, like, I'm so done with this day. Like, I've made Claudia feel like absolute crap, and like, I'm just so done with it. And then Jesse comes over and he's like, oh, Casey, can we go for a chat? And it's like, well, not really. I can't be asked. So I wasn't in the best of moods, to be honest with you, when I went to speak to her. So yeah, maybe I was a bit blunt with her and a bit off with her, but it's just not what I needed right then. So when she was telling me her input and what she thought of the situation, I was like, I don't care. Like, really don't care what you think. Like, thanks for your opinion, but I really couldn't care less. So yeah, I was sort of over it. And then I pulled Will over and I was like, look, that was just so weird of Jessie doing that. Like, she never really chats to me one-on-one as it is. So why is she pulling me for this? It just seems like it was put on a bit. And then Will was like, okay, yeah, I'll go chat to her. And that's when Will went to chat to her. So I don't think that really got shown of me having that chat with Will. So it made me look like I was chatting about Jessie behind her back when I wasn't. I was pretty upfront about it to everyone about what I thought of the situation.
Do you think the producers kind of were in Jessie's ear to go over and pull you, or did she do it off her own bat?
Oh, I've got no idea. I've never asked her. That's what I thought at the time, but I don't think so. Like, the producers never make you or force you do anything, like, at all. That's just straight up. But look, they encourage you maybe to have certain conversations with people, because I feel like if they didn't do that, then we'd all just be chilling sunbathing all day and there'd be no TV. So, they'd never force you to do anything. So maybe they might have encouraged her to have a chat with me, but they wouldn't have told her to, no.
So kind of like, I know you and Jessie and Will had that little kind of, I won't call it an argument, kind of more of a moment. How are you since, like, have you kept in contact with maybe Will since that, or did that sour the friendship at all?
So we've got a group chat, me, Tom and Will, because we were like, you saw it on the TV. I was constantly with those boys. Like, we built up such a strong relationship in there. So I just assumed that we'd keep that strong relationship outside the villa, but that really hasn't been the case. And I know obviously me and Tom are still as close. We live together now, but Tom, I feel like Will has distanced himself from us. And look, that's not to say that he doesn't like us or anything like that. I just think he's so busy with Jessie. I mean, he's been in Australia, he's been in America. I think he's literally been traveling for like the last 3 months. So look, I completely understand he's a busy boy, but yeah, it would be nice to meet up with him and speak some more to him, but I just haven't got around to doing that, or nor has Tom.
And are you in touch with anyone else outside of, say, Tom, Sammy and Claudia from the villa?
Shaq, Tanya, speak to those guys. But apart from that, no. I wouldn't say so. Literally no. Kai, I speak to every now and again. I think Kai is such a good bloke. He's sound. But in terms of actually like hanging out with and chatting to regularly, yeah, pretty much two or three of them.
It's kind of like when you work with someone and then you leave the job, there's one or two you keep in touch with. And then
exactly. It's not to say that I don't like any of the guys. It's just like you said, when you leave somewhere, you're not going to constantly be keeping up with them pretty much every week. You just distance yourself.
And so if you were to have gone into the villa for this summer season, who would you have gone for? Like, what girl would have kind of been your type on paper? Who would you have fancied?
For the first week, it was Molly. I think she's a good looking girl, but then it changed. I think Jess is class. I think she's so cool. And I feel like we'd get along so well. And she'd definitely keep me on my toes. She's a right laugh as well. So I would say Jess.
And have you been talking to any of the Islanders since they left? Have any slid into your DMs, or have you met them out and about?
No, I knew Mal from London. So we sort of knew each other before she went on the show. But no, I've had a couple of them follow me, but no one slid into the DMs.
No fire emojis to reply into your stories or anything like that, no.
Not that I've seen.
It's kind of, I find it's a lazy way of flirting, a little fire emoji or a little smiley face with the tongue out.
Yeah, I genuinely feel like no matter what you say when you slide into a DMs, it could be the worst message in the world, or it could literally just be an emoji. Like, even if like it's a really good saying or like it's really crap, like, you're just going to look at their profile, and if you fancy them, you're going to message back.
It's how you interpret it as well. Like,
yeah,
a smiley face can be taken 20 different ways. So I was going to ask you about who your favorites are this season, and actually who aren't your favorites. Who do you not really like from what you've seen?
I honestly love Mitch. I think he's class. Me and Tom actually made a TikTok about him the other day. We think he's so jokes. He's so messy, but I think he's kept the show so entertaining. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he bitches about, like, the boys behind their backs, and, like, he just doesn't care, and he gets away with it. So, yeah, he's definitely, for me, been the most entertaining one. And look, I wouldn't say he'd be a good friend, because I'd never make him one of my good mates. But in terms of actually TV, I think he's been class.
Yeah, I think Mitch has been my favourite, along with Whitney. I think the two of them have kind of been the comic relief in the show.
Yeah. And
as you say, like, Mitch has been really messy, but he kind of does it in a harmless way. Like, he kind of gets away with it where other people wouldn't. But yeah. I suppose the kind of main thing from last week was we had the shock dumping, and then Whitney and Lachlan had to pick who to send home and who to keep. And they picked Mitch and Ella B. But then there was all the drama when they came back with them from, kind of, say, like, Ty and Abby and all that. What did you make of that?
Yeah, well, I'm just so glad that Lachlan and Whitney kept Mitch and Ella. Is it Ella B? Is it Ella B?
Yeah, Ella B.
Yeah, I'm just glad that they kept them in, because it just created even more drama. So, yeah, although that maybe in terms of connection-wise, they should have kept Katie and Uzi, but we wouldn't have got the TV we've got the last week if they did.
I didn't really see this big connection between Katie and Uzi that the Islanders saw, or like what people watching.
I didn't, to be honest with you. But people in the villa are saying that they felt they had a stronger connection, look, there's so much that goes on in there that we don't get to see. So they know best.
Yeah, because there was rumours that, like, Katie has a secret boyfriend on the outside, and she kind of came in, and that's why, like, she didn't really kind of get really in with anyone apart from Zach. So, like, that's why kind of maybe she was being kind of, like, with Uzi.
Yeah, I've heard this. It'll be interesting to see how long they last on the outside. But look, then again, they're not together, or they're not in a relationship. And that's what I think is so crazy, because when I came out with Rosie, and it's like, oh, you need to announce that you've broken up, but it's like, we were never going out. Like, we'd known each other like a week and a half, like, it, and you need to announce to all these people that it's like this massive breakup, when it's really not. So I think if they were to end it, it would be pretty easy for Katie to do that and not make it into such a big deal.
Yeah, I know when you came out, there was kind of stories online that Rosie was saying that you ghosted her or things like that. But from what you've said there, like, you kind of knew each other a week and a half, and was it much of a fizzle, or what happened there?
Yeah, it just basically fizzled out. And yeah, I didn't really bring out anything after she made that YouTube video about me ghosting her. But then I sort of watched the video, and she didn't really say I ghosted her. She was like, oh, he didn't really text me. But look, I think a conversation is very much a two-way thing. Like, we would message each other every now and again, and it just got to the stage where it just very much fizzled out.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose the headlines were kind of like, people can twist things slightly as well, but I suppose you knew each other a week and a half, and then you just nothing was really happening there.
Yeah, and I think the thing that did it for me is that when we got dumped from the island, we basically had to be in South Africa that whole week up until after sun in South Africa. And I think just during that time, I was like, yeah, like, I was having doubts about it. And I was like, yeah, maybe it's not. So then I sort of left it for a couple more days when we got back to the UK. And then it was like, yeah, okay, I'm not feeling it. I'm sort of right about how I was feeling. So we just called it a day.
What was it like being out in South Africa? Because it looked like really cold at night and really windy compared to kind of other seasons.
Ridiculous, like, so windy. I remember when we were around the fire pit, I wish I had a buzz cut, to be honest with you. Like, I remember doing my first, like, speech about the recoupling, coupling up with a girl, and it was about Claudia. And I was saying all these nice things, and I was like, I've smashed that. Absolutely smashed it. And they're like, oh, Casey, can you redo that? Like, my hair's like all over, it's like blown in my face. I'm like, for God's sake, like, everyone's pissing
you
themselves.
Have done a high ponies, man.
Yeah, I know, he did top knot or something, but yeah, it was windy, ridiculous. I remember we kept having to stop filming because there would be like a pillow that's blown on the floor. The other side of it would be like, let's just get this over with.
What are you making of this year's season of Love Island?
So good. Like one of the best I've ever seen. Like there's so many different twists and turns to it. Like they've had Neo, they've had like Rita Ora. Like it's been ridiculous. Like they've brought in someone who's been dumped from the island, like Molly. Like they brought the parents in earlier to get their opinions before the couples are like very much cemented in their relationship. So yeah, I think they're killing it. I think the producers have absolutely smashed it this season. And I think the cast is really good as well. I feel like in our season, people may be held back from what they really wanted to say. But I feel like with these guys, they don't really care and they just say it, which I think is class.
What did you make of the whole kind of like, say, Catherine Scott and Elam kind of triangle? Because I feel it was a slight parallel with kind of like what happened with you and Claudia, and then kind of maybe that's why you kind of abruptly left then kind of with the audience. And Catherine was kind of a front runner from the start, but then when she kind of like got with Elam in Casa Amor and came back, and how she handled the situation with Scott, the kind of audience turned on her a little bit. And I know she's gotten a lot of hate online.
Look, I'm very much team Scott, because I feel like in our movie night, the girls were giving us so much. And like the fact that actually Scott stood up for himself and said that to Leah, I thought that was so funny. So ever since that movie night, I have very much been team Scott. But yeah, you don't know what's actually going on. And I've seen some podcasts of Catherine saying there was so much more to it. And me and Scott are actually friends. And we were friends in the villa. So I think maybe everyone felt sorry for Scott, but maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought.
Yeah, and did you get any hate after when you came out, or did you get any trolling?
Not really, to be honest with you. It was quite nice. I got so much love when I came out, and so many lovely messages, and like everyone was saying like they love me on the TV and found me so funny. So yeah, I think I got perceived well, which is great. But yeah, it was so nice to get that love coming out of the villa.
Who do you think is going to win now, kind of based on the couples kind of coming up? Because I know we've had Tyreek and Ella dropping the L-bomb, and then Sammy and Jess kind of making it official as well. Do you think that's kind of tactics from them, because they know they're in the last week?
No, I wouldn't say it's tactics. I think, well, I'd hope that they would never do anything just to sort of win the show. And especially with someone like Ty, who's never had a girlfriend before, he's never dropped the album, so it's obviously a big deal for him. So, yeah, my money would be on Ty and Ella. I think they've been together since literally the first day. They've had their ups, they've had their downs. Like with Ella bringing back Uzi in Casa, like no one expected that, but like they've come back from it stronger. So they've really had like the full Love Island experience journey together. So yeah, I'd be shocked if they don't win it.
What do you think, kind of like, obviously during the week we had Whitney and Lachlan were voted the kind of most popular, and people were saying it went to their head, and kind of off the back of that, there was the OG Ella and Whitney row where it all kicked off in the challenge, where it was Whitney had to pick the most attention-seeking couple, and they picked Ty and Ella, and then they had to pick the most smug, and they went with Whitney, and the kind of row came off the back of that. What do you make of all that? Do you think Whitney and Lachlan, it kind of went to their head, their popularity?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it did. Yeah, when Whitney got given, and Lachlan got given, sorry, I just say Whitney because I feel like realistically she carries that whole relationship.
Yeah,
I think
she does.
Yeah, I think they're not voting for their favourite couple. They're voting for their favourite islander in those sort of votes. So I think that Whitney thinks maybe it's the favourite couple, but they're literally just voting for her. So yeah, she's killing it. And I think her argument with Ella was so petty. Like it was like, as they said on the show, it felt like two sisters arguing more than anything. But yeah, I felt like it was quite immature for Whitney to go back and be like, you're so selfish, because she's only said that because of Ella voting for her in the challenge. I think she would never call Ella selfish if that wouldn't have happened.
I think though, when kind of Whitney picked Tyreek and Ella as the most attention seeking, she just had a kind of a small comment that Tyreek made about something. But I feel like Tyreek and Ella kind of, there was a bit of malice in them saying that they were the most smug, because I feel like they thought they were going to be the most popular couple, and they both turned on Whitney and Lachlan after they kind of sent home Katie and Uzi after it. And I was kind of like, why would they care about Katie and Uzi when like Uzi was the one that kind of was in the triangle, and Katie and Tyreek had the little thing for a few days as well.
I feel like Ty likes to be the spokesperson of the villa and have his say. And I feel like everyone, I don't know why, but I feel like they're all puppets to Ty, to be honest with you. And I feel like whatever Ty says goes, which I think is crazy. So yeah, Ty liked to get his little two pence involved and say what was what. But yeah, look, they had to send home someone. So there was always going to be pros and cons to it, but they had to do it.
Yeah, Ty does seem to have some hold over them in there. I don't know what it is. He's very confident and obviously sure of his opinion. And he kind of has himself as the alpha. And I think Ella is a bit of the female alpha there as well. But then obviously Whitney's such a big personality. So I think they're obviously really good friends, but they do kind of clash then with that. What do you think of Sammy? Kind of like, I think Jess is carrying him a bit as well, in my opinion. And I don't know, I don't get the best vibes off him. Maybe he's just a bit immature, but I don't know. There's something about him I'm not sure of.
Yeah, agreed. I think Jess is carrying that relationship. I think the whole public love Jess. I think she's class. Like I said before, that would be someone that I would have coupled up with if I was on this season. Yeah, I think Sammy is just maybe a little bit immature. I think maybe he's not ready to settle down maybe just yet. I know that might be rich coming from me when I was jumping across to different relationships. But yeah, I think he just needs to grow up a bit. And maybe he isn't ready for a relationship, because I think Jess is very much into him. And I don't know whether the feelings are reciprocated, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, time will tell. So you kind of have Tyreek and Ella down to win. I kind of agree with you on that. But I think maybe, will Whitney's popularity carry her through, or will people kind of go more for the couple vote rather than...
I honestly think now that the public have voted Whitney to be the favourite couple in that last vote, I think it will make others now see, oh, it maybe did go to a head a bit. Let's vote for Elwood Ty, or let's vote for Jess and Sammy. So I think if they didn't actually announce who the favourite couple would have been, I think Whitney would have a chance in winning it. But I think now that she's already been voted the favourite couple, I don't think she will.
Yeah, I think it'll be probably her, Locke and Ella, Tyreek, and then probably Sam and Jesse in the final three. I think Mitch and Molly were doing so, or Zach and Molly were doing so well until the whole Katie kind of drama happened in the challenge where Zach went to kiss her. I don't know what he was thinking. That's brilliant. Come here, what's next for you, Casey? What can your fans and followers expect from you kind of in the coming months?
Do you know what? I loved being on TV. I absolutely loved it. I'd love to do some more TV shows, to be honest, and keep in that sort of sector, and like presenting maybe something I'd want to go down in the future. But yeah, to do a couple more TV shows, I'd absolutely love. Because yeah, it was just so much fun, you know, like doing Love Island was literally unreal. I'm so glad I did it, and it's now opened up so many other doors to do other things as well. So yeah, definitely watch this space and hopefully stay on your screens in some sort of way.
Well, we think here at Gossip, we think you're a natural anyway, so we'll definitely be seeing you on the screens very soon.
No, I appreciate that.
Amir, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you. Goss Island is brought to you by F&F Fashion at Tesco. Now, I love a good gawk in F&F when doing my Tesco shop at the weekend, and they've got some lovely bits in store to suit any occasion. I've recently bought some fab pieces myself and love how comfortable, stylish and versatile their clobber is, especially in the warmer weather. Whether you're hosting a Love Island party or going on holidays, with availability in over 80 stores nationwide, F&F at Tesco has you covered this summer.